Hallelujah. Want to welcome everybody this morning. In case you haven't noticed it, we're getting some rain. Rain, rain, rain. Yes, thank God for the rain. Thank God for the Holy Spirit rain also. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see everybody today. Did you come expecting?
Amen.
Did you come expecting?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. As sure as gold is precious and honey sweet, so you love this city and you love these streets. Every child out playing by their own front door, every baby laying on the bedroom floor, every dreamer dreaming in her dead-end job, in their dead-end job, every driver driving through the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my bones. You're going to send revival and bring them all back home. Woo! I can hear the thunder in the distance like a train on the edge of town. I can feel the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. From the preacher preaching when the well is dry to the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the younger man working through his hopes and fears to the widow walking through her veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young. Every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my bones. Come on, somebody. I can. You're going to send revival, bring them all back home. I can hear the thunder in the distance like a train on the edge of town. I can feel the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Revive us, God. Revive us with your fire. Wow. When I hear this song and I sing it, I'm reminded of God's love for people. For all people. And how much he loves every person. And he knows where every person is at this moment in their life. Amen. To them acting crazy and out there doing all kinds of stuff, his love for them is so much. Amen. And that's what's going to win them to God. For God so loved the world, no ifs, and, or buts about that truth.
Amen.
For God so loved the world. We are all created in the image of God regardless of race or gender. And all he sees are people who are created in his image, hopelessly lost without him. Wow. To every person mentioned in the above lyrics, God is bringing them back home.
Amen.
He's bringing them back home. Home is a place of security, a place of hope, a place of peace. They're coming home to the Father.
Amen.
Your wayward children are coming home.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I have high expectation that revival is in our nation now and will continue to grow in intensity. I know it looks dark out there, but light always outshines the darkness. Amen. Light always outshines the darkness, and we're in revival. Amen. Our word, faith through the supernatural today. We're going to be talking about the supernatural today. We're going to be talking about warp speed. You remember last Sunday, God gave us the word at the end of the message, and he said it's time for warp speed. You remember Star Trek? I think it was Scotty. He would always say, give me warp speed, like 1, 5, or 6. Hallelujah. God has given us warp speed in this season. Amen. So we're going to be talking about that later on. This is the time God is saying, stretch forth your faith to press into the supernatural. In the supernatural realm, there are unlimited turnaround. All are possible. All could be sought after. After all, there's nothing too hard for God. We're focusing too much on the natural. We serve a supernatural God. We are a supernatural people that belong to him. We've got to get our focus, and we're going to talk about when God puts the super on the natural, things begin to happen. Amen, because he's a supernatural God. So we're going to raise our expectation day of hope. Amen. And begin to see the supernatural manifestation in our lives. Because we are the glorious church of Jesus Christ in this day. Amen. And Father, we just welcome you in this place today. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come in the midst of us today and do only what you can do. Hallelujah. Set upon us today, God, dreams and things that we've had, Lord. Let it be revived within us today. Revive us with your fire today, God. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our nation at this moment. And just because the voices are crying the loudest doesn't mean that they're the right. But we stand on the truth of your word that will stand through it all and has stood through it all. And we thank you for that today. Welcome again in this place, Holy Spirit. Come and do only what you can do. And everybody said amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I want you all to know that Jesus is Lord, right?
Amen.
We came in here to practice Friday. You know, excited. Anytime you miss a Sunday, I'm so thankful for whom God has put together and praise and worship team. And I know there's more coming. There's more coming. And right now, let's pray for Bob. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that Bob is healed by your stripes. And I thank you, Father God, even the doctor recognizes there's a supernatural recovery coming and strength in Jesus' name. Amen. But anyway, so keyboard doesn't work. So we checked it out. We thought maybe the plug was bad, which we hope that was it. But nope, it's not the power cord. There's something, there's a fuse or something. Anyway, so God's going to fix it. So what do? You still praise the Lord, amen? So what do? When you don't have, when plan A doesn't work, what do? You go to plan B, right? Amen. But I want us to do something. I know that Friday and Saturday they're going to be celebrating the 4th of July and the Independence Day and all that. But I guess I'm a little bit ahead today. I want us to stand up, and we're going to salute and say the pledge. And I want us to say it, and there's a certain line that we may repeat several times when we get there, okay? So I just want you to follow me, and I say attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Say that again. One nation under God. Say that again. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Say for all.
For all.
For all.
For all.
Glory to God. For all. One nation under God. For all, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can start that song, Brother Glenn. We're going to sing God Bless the USA again. Hallelujah. With our recorded music. Okay. He had to go back and find it for us because I couldn't play it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died and gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Amen. 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 One nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, come on, church, just praise Him today. Lord God, we magnify You and we worship You and thank You that we can speak the word over this nation, over this church, over our state, over our city. Thank You, Father God, for Your power, and greater are You that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father God. Hallelujah.
Revival, and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. 'Cause there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. That I wander, turn to mountains that I can't climb. Oh, You are with me, never leave me. Oh, 'cause there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, 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 oh. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel, because it's all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel, because it's all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful.
I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Power, come on.
Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Now, wouldn't you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Two, you ready?
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Now would you do service for Jesus your King?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you live daily his praises to sing?
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, come.
Church by the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come, 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 come,
come to the church by the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. So dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. I've got that old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad you're in the house today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just lift your hands and praise him. Magnify his name, Father God. Whoo. I tell you what we're going to do in the midst of a storm is we're going to raise a hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And again, we have improvised solo by Brother Jerry up here. Amen. Come on, brother.
All right. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah harder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
I raise a hallelujah with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. Fear, you've lost your hold on me.
Come on.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Sing a little louder, 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 sing a little louder,
sing a little louder,
sing a little louder,
in the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder,
louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder,
my weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder,
heaven comes to fight for me.
Sing a little louder,
in the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder,
louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah.
You know, when you end a song like that, it's like you didn't finish it. The hallelujahs never finish. I just thought of that. Isn't it interesting how people who are writing a song, they put things together and they don't realize? And that thought just came to me. We ended that song in a note that normally you don't end it's not a closure tone. But you know why? Because the hallelujahs continue. Keep the Lord, just keep praising, keep magnifying his Lord, hallelujah. and just keep confessing, you know, and believe in whom we serve. Our God is greater. Hallelujah. You know what else he is? He is the way maker. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Glenn, you have that song, please.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you.
Come on.
I worship you.
Hey,
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart.
Come on.
I worship you.
Worship him, church.
I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, Jesus.
You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to share a testimony and then have a prayer request with it. But I got word about a couple of weeks ago that my uncle's wife, Dolores, Aunt Dolores, wasn't doing too well. She had succumbed to COPD, and they had sent her home and called hospice in. But let me tell you what happened to them. When she got bad, she got pneumonia and took her to the hospital. Said, my Uncle Yule's telling my Aunt Maxine this. Said, they were talking. Said, you know, we need to make some changes in our lives. Now, they've been good people all their lives. Never gone to church, though. And never had personally received the Lord. I mean, you're thinking, now, my uncle's what, 78? 79? Something like that. And you're thinking, now, you know, he was raised with the foundations, knowing the Lord. And Aunt Maxine, whenever she could get a punch in, she would, telling him what they needed to do, you know. But so there they are, sitting in the hospital, and had been talking about, you know, we need to make some changes in our lives. And lo and behold, a pastor comes in to see them that never met before. He comes in and he says something to the effect of, well, what can I do for you today? I want to pray with you. What do you need? And Uncle Yule says, well, said, you know, we've been thinking about making some changes in our lives. And he said, do you want to pray and ask the Lord to come into your lives? Guess what happened? Glory to God. Yeah, yeah. Now, she was gone home to be with the Lord. But while she was home, lo and behold, if the pastor didn't show up at the house and minister to them. And I'm thinking, you know, we pray, but God knows how to do it. Isn't that right? And, you know, yes, sir. Offering. Do I need to say something? Okay. If you haven't turned your offering in yet, Mr. Glenn's back there, and he's got the basket, and thank God for blessing everything. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, he supplied every need, and he's going to continue supply every need. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. All right. Shall I let Pastor say something?
Well, you know, last week we were up in Ohio, and it was a marvelously adventurous trip. But when we were up there on the day we were getting ready to come home, my cousin Pat called me, and she said, I just wanted to call you and tell you that Jody died this morning. And that was Tuesday. And I said, and of course, he'd been bad for a while. But he'd been really bad during his life. And I don't mean physically. I mean, he made a choice to just reject everything that he had been raised by. And he was my best friend as we were growing up. And he was the one that was with me that saved my life when I got my hand cut off. And I was 15, he was 17. About a year after that, he really took a bad turn in his lifestyle. And he maintained that from then until, let's see, 75 now. Or he would have been. Or he was, yeah. That's what I mean. And there was times during that period of time that he would make the statement. He said, I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in the afterlife. When you're dead, they bury you, and it's over with, and that's the end of it. And, I mean, it was just, he was just bad, bad. And he had one daughter that really was his lifeline. His other kids, the way he treated them, they didn't even really have much to do with him. He did then, yeah, but I mean during the, when he, because he was just so aggravating. I mean, he couldn't do anything for himself, but he'd cuss the ones that tried to help him. And his daughter told me, we didn't even get back. He didn't want to be embalmed, so they had to bury him within 24 hours. So he died that morning, they buried him that afternoon. And we didn't even get back. I mean, we didn't have a chance to get back from Ohio. But anyway, Ricardo went and represented us, and he sung. Everybody else was in Ohio. And but his daughter told me there a few weeks ago. She was down there one day, and he was just all in uproar, and she said, and he just fell back on the bed, just like somebody just said, fell back on the bed. And so when he did, he said, he just cried out, God, help me. Lord, I repent of my sins. I ask you to forgive me. And she told me, you know, she said, after that, he was different. And he was the kind of person that he didn't care what came out of his mouth. I mean, he just, I mean, he did all who was in front of. She said after that, there'd be times when he'd start to say something, or he would even get a little bit of it out, and he'd say, oh, I shouldn't be saying that. Lord, forgive me for saying that. Now, you know that means that boy experienced something. And his son-in-law was with him the night before he died, and he told him, he said, you know, he said, I talked to Daddy today, or I saw Daddy or something like that. And his Uncle Petey Piles, he mentioned him, and he told his son-in-law, he said, you know, I'm going home. At 11 o'clock at night, she said he went to sleep. I checked on him. He was just sleeping. So I laid down and went to sleep. I woke up at 4 or 5 o'clock next morning. And I went and checked on him. He wasn't breathing. And he just was gone. And he had told them, he said, when I go, I want to die in my sleep. And he just went on. And I thought about the parable that Jesus told about the people working in the vineyard. Some of them came early one morning and said, will you work in a vineyard? Yes. And some of them came in at 11 o'clock at night, or just an hour before quitting time, 11th hour. And he said, will you work? And I'll pay you so much. And he paid the ones that worked, you know, the short amount of time. He paid them the same amount that he paid the ones that had worked all day. And I thought of that, and I thought, you know, he's not getting paid. He's not getting the things that his life would have reaped because of the grace of God. And he's gone on to be with the Lord. And there were some of us, and I me included, I prayed for him, I talked to him, but I couldn't say even in my heart that I just knew he was going to get saved. I couldn't say that. That's how bad it was. But God's still God, and he's bigger than I am, bigger than we are. Do things we can't imagine happening.
You know, we're gonna worship the Lord with this song that Jerry's going to get us started on it, and we're just going to do it in a cappella. But it's a worship song we've done. It's been a while, but it's called Even Now. And we're saying, what do you mean, even now? What's God waiting on us? He's waiting on us. He's already done everything. It's up to us now to believe and receive. Amen. Right. Hallelujah, as we worship him. It's even now, Brother Glenn.
Even now, he's waiting for us to fall on our knees and worship. Even now, he's ready for us to lift up our hands in his name. Even now, as the praises go forth, the heavens will pour out on us, and his glory will fill this place. Even now, even now, he's waiting for us to fall on our faces and worship. Even now, he's ready for us to offer that sweet sacrifice. Even now, as the praises go forth, the heavens will pour out on us, and his glory will fill this place. Even now, even now, he's waiting for us to fall on our knees and worship. Even now, he's ready for us to lift up our hands in his name. Even now, as the praises go forth, the heavens will pour out on us, and his glory will fill this place. And his glory will fill this place. We need his glory in this place. Even now.
Father God, we worship you this morning, Lord. Thank you for your glory that has risen up on the inside of us. And as we've gathered together, Father God, in one accord, in agreement, I thank you that you fill this place. I thank you, Father God, through the testimonies we've learned that to never give up. I thank you, Lord God, even now as people think of those in their families that need Jesus or those that need a healing, that you're saying, just don't get tired, don't get weary, don't quit on me. Father God, we're not going to quit on you. Thank you again in the mighty name of Jesus, and we worship and we love you so much and magnify your name today. And you who are listening out there, just worship and magnify him. Don't let obstacles stop you from worshiping and praising God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Whew, glory to God. Thank you. Praise